Smith from the Emirates. Welcome back onto the programme. And what a day yesterday. A great evening that we witnessed. It was the Sharjah Ramadan Majlis, and it was held under the theme all about the world of innovation. Innovating for Impact. It was organised by the Sharjah Development and Investment Authority, as well as the Sharjah FDI Office, Sharjah Entrepreneurship Centre Shir'a, as well as the Sharjah Research Technology and Innovation Park. It was meant to provide an essential forum for thought leaders, innovators, to converge and synchronise efforts across various sectors to develop actionable, innovative and significant solutions. Now, both Louis and I were down there yesterday, and Her Excellency Sheikh Badr bint Sultan Al Qasimi, the president of AUS, delivered the keynote address to open the ceremony. And it was a very, very important message sent out about how innovative the Emirate of Sharjah has become.
And also how we're integrating students, not only from AUS, but across all sectors. I know that His Excellency Mohammed Juma Al Musharraq was a big fan of integrating them in the future of Invest in Sharjah, but also in terms of entrepreneurship. There was a huge conversation of how we're really not enforcing, but kind of accepting a lot of students into the world of entrepreneurship here in Sharjah. So I really liked that side of things. And not only that, it really felt like a majlis, didn't it? Everyone was talking to each other. It was an incredible event to network at. And even if you weren't really involved in it, just being around there, it was buzzing. It was a great place. And the location. I've said this before, I am a massive fan of SRTIP. And with the weather like it is now, in the evenings, it is beautiful.
Al fresco conversations, it was a panel discussion that took place, two panel discussions. First one was about the innovation and sustainable aspects in the Emirates of Sharjah, and then we've also had the other panel discussion that was looking at sustainability in greater detail. So first up, let's listen in from a speech. Some parts of the speech delivered by Her Excellency Sheikh Badr bint Sultan Al Qasimi yesterday to inaugurate this particular event.
In Sharjah, our approach is characterized by a steadfast commitment to human development and community welfare. This consistency, agile yet unwavering, guides our strategic vision. Our ambition goes beyond mere profit or chasing temporary success. We see innovation as a means to an end, and that end is building resilience in our community. For instance, in Shir'a, our support for startups goes beyond traditional measures of growth, scalability, and profitability. We're nurturing an ecosystem that brings meaningful benefits to our community, our nation, and the wider region. Similarly, our efforts in Shuruq extend beyond constructing buildings and destinations. We are weaving a legacy that honors and preserves the traditions of our emirate, integrating them thoughtfully and sustainably into the cultural and architectural fabric of Sharjah.
We also had His Excellency Abdullah bin Tog al-Marri, who witnessed the MOU signing, and he talked a lot about the intellectual property rights, and he talked about the importance of trademarking organisations, and this MOU that they signed with the Saeed Investment Centre is going to make things a lot easier for those companies that are going to be operating from the Emirate of Sharjah to have their trademarks registered. And this is what he had to say during the speech yesterday.
Our efforts extend beyond traditional values of intellectual property. Going forward, we are pioneering an inclusion of non-traditional trademarks, encompassing innovations such as sound, sense, geographical indication marks, and holograms. By broadening the scope of trademark registration, we are paving the way for a more diverse and inclusive IP ecosystem that embraces innovation in all its forms. In conclusion, at this end of this esteemed majlis later tonight, we will have the pleasure of witnessing the signing of the Memorandum of Understanding, along with Her Highness Sheikh Badr bin Sultan Qasimi, between the Ministry of Economy and Sharjah Investor Services Centre, representing Invest in Sharjah. This event marks yet another significant step forward, blossoming the IP landscape in the UAE. By signing this MOU, we reiterate our intent to advancing the intellectual property landscape in the UAE, Through the collaborative efforts with organizations such as SAID, we will continue to champion innovation, protect intellectual property rights, and create a conducive environment for economic prosperity. And I extend my gratitude to all those involved in making this collaboration possible, as it underscores our unwavering commitment to fostering innovation and economic growth. Together, let us embark on this journey towards a future where creativity knows no bounds and innovation knows no limits. Thanks. Thank you once again for your participation, and I wish you a blissful holy month and a happy year in advance.
It was great to hear those words from himself, and not only that, we were also able to catch up with His Excellency Mohammed Al-Musharraq to dissect the MOU that they signed, Invest in Sharjah signed, and what that's going to be doing when it comes to being beneficial for us all as citizens here in the Emirates. So we'll play you that interview right now with His Excellency Mohammed Al-Musharraq. His Excellency Mohammed Juma Al-Musharraq, being the CEO of Invest in Sharjah, and we're here at the Ramadan Majlis at the SRTIP, and it's been an incredible evening, a really exciting event. But I'd like to ask how important these events today are when it comes to Invest in Sharjah and any future projects that you might have in mind.
Sure. Assalamu alaikum and Ramadan Kareem to you. Today, actually, we organized the Ramadan Majlis in collaboration with Sharaa, Sharjah Research Technology Park, and Sharjah Investment and Development Authority, where we spoke in the panel about the investment opportunities for investors. We spoke also about the entrepreneurial ecosystem that we have in Sharjah and how it impacts innovation. We also signed an MOU between Sharjah Investor Services Center and the Ministry of Economy to help ease doing business in the Emirate of Sharjah.
And can we talk a little bit about the MOU and what it's really going to be aiming to do, and also how it's going to be hopefully benefiting the citizens here in the Emirates?
So the MOU is about the trademarks, registering trademarks in Sharjah through the center. I think this will help international companies to register their trademarks easily in Sharjah.
And it's amazing to witness the works that Invest in Sharjah are doing, especially on an international scale. Have you got any future projects or future endeavors that you might be able to give us an insight for or an insight into when it comes to Invest in Sharjah?
So I think for the third and fourth quarter of the year, the focus will be more on Asia. We have a couple of roadshows and participations, mainly in China, Malaysia, and Singapore. And we hope to attract a lot of investors from these geographical areas.
Your Excellency Mohammed Juma Al-Musharraq, being the CEO of Invest in Sharjah, Ramadan Kareem to you, and thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Thank you. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, what a great event. Apart from those al fresco conversations, I think a lot of people really enjoyed the networking side of
yeah.
it, because most of it was to showcase what's been happening in Sharjah, as opposed to any groundbreaking news. But one groundbreaking news that people can look forward to is the completion of that project of Najd al-Miqsar. Mm-hmm. His Excellency Ahmed al-Ghassir spoke to us right after the talk, and he highlighted the sustainable elements in Sharjah. Of course, we've got the Sharjah Sustainable City that they're really proud of in terms of solar-powered homes and a sustainable vegetation on offer. So a lot of it was, you know, obviously focusing on the world of innovation indeed, which is good news. You know, now what we're going to be hearing from Ahmed al-Ghassir is a little bit more about the plans that they've got. And this is what he had to say during the interview yesterday. Now, a great event today, a big message of sustainability that was shared today, and a big message for Sharjah to see this MOU signing that we witnessed today.
Yeah, very happy to host the Ramadan Majlis. It's a yearly event that we host alongside with Sharaa, Invest in Sharjah, and the Sharjah Research and Technology Park. An excellent turnout. And the whole idea of a Majlis is we get people together, businessmen, people who are in the industry. We share thoughts, we share ideas. Maybe today's subject was about innovation and it was about sustainability, and we in Shuruq have done a lot when it it comes to that. And we are very excited also. Saeed Center, which is part of Invest in Sharjah, we've signed an agreement now with the Ministry of Economy where we'll start giving the IP licensing in Sharjah. So yeah, it's an excellent, as I said, an excellent turnout. We are very happy, excited to see people around. I think it's more of a get-together event, and that's the main purpose of a Majlis.
In terms of the projections for 2024, we heard the figures that we saw in terms of FDI coming into Sharjah. Where do you see this growing further?
Well, FDIs will keep on growing. If you look at the economy of the UAE in general, and if you look compared to the rest of the world, our economy has been growing around 5% year on year, and expected to grow 5% with all different sectors, especially for us in Shuruq, the real estate sector. It's at the peak time now. It's a high time for real estate. We are introducing more projects when it comes to real estate. So yeah, it's an exciting time for the UAE, so we're very excited.
Any particular announcements that we can look forward to from a real estate point of view?
Well, real estate, no, but I just spoke today about opening soon in April the Najd Al Muksar. It's an restoration project. 7 houses on the mountains of Khorfakkan, so it will be converted into a 7-room hotel along the wadis of Wadi Shi and Khorfakkan. Magnificent project. We're expecting April this year that we are going to open to public. So this is an exciting announcement for us. It's a new project. So yeah, and part of sustainability, what we were discussing today.
Okay. Lastly, in terms of sustainability, both real estate and hospitality mentioned. What's the response that you've seen so far?
Well, as I said today in my speech, I think people are much more aware, you know, about sustainability. People are becoming much more responsible. You know, we need to protect the planet we live on. So this needs to be embedded within our strategies, within our DNA, where we need to make sure that everything we do, the material we use when it comes to construction, how we can be friendly to the environment, how we can do. And a big problem today is construction waste. So we're looking how to repurpose that. So there's a lot, you know, which is the first steps that we're taking. But, you know, we start with one step, we reach the 1,000 step.
That was the Sharjah Ramadan Majlis that took place yesterday at Sharjah Research Technology and Innovation Park. You can catch these discussions as a podcast right after the programme. Well, time now for the sports headlines. We shall return right after that, continuing the conversations here on the Morning Majlis.
You're listening to Pulse 95. Pulse 95. It's the Morning Majlis. Pulse 95.